To talk about what a partnership between the cable giant and the House of Mouse might look like, we called on Andy Kessler. He co-founded Velocity Capital Management and writes on the technology and communications industry. He says the most coveted asset in the marriage is distribution.
Comcast is first and foremost a cable operator. They are the number one player in the business, and they've got a footprint of cable operations across the United States. They're a very powerful position as number one, having just bought AT&T's cable business a few years ago. They don't really have that many cable channels. They have some local sports in Philadelphia. They have the E channel, and they have the Golf channel. I mean, these are not prime slot cable channel assets.
And Disney, the Disney dowry, what do they bring?
Gosh, Disney has just about everything, but you know, people think about theme parks or animation or the ABC television network about what Disney is bringing. But for Comcast, that stuff is irrelevant. What they want from Disney are their cable channels. Disney has ESPN. It has the Disney Channel, the Family Channel. These are very important assets for Comcast to get their hands on when they compete against their competitors like Time Warner. It's a war out there. You know, Time Warner will step up to Comcast and say, gee, we want you to pay more for HBO. And unless Comcast has some bullets to fire back by saying, well, gee, you can't raise prices on HBO or else I'm going to raise my prices on ESPN. Comcast absolutely needs Disney or someone like them to maintain their power in the business.
To give them some leverage.
Leverage is the name of the game.
So what would this combined company look like?
Well, it'd have something like $45+ billion in sales. Profitability would be okay, but more importantly, it would give Comcast not only those bullets, but the ability for them to raise prices over time, and that's not good for consumers.
We've seen some very high-profile media marriages in recent years. How have they worked out?
Well, the biggest one, of course, was AOL Time Warner. Now, that happened during the internet bubble, where the premise was that the internet was going to carry all of these video assets, and that was a false hope, and that deal fell apart. Now AOL has been marginalized. It's back to being Time Warner. In this case, I think technology will have a play long term. If you look at companies out here in Silicon Valley like Intel, they are pushing these high bandwidth wireless systems, and they have the ability to start delivering cable channels to boxes at home, bypassing the cable lines. And I think Comcast looks at that and says, gee, we better own that cable channels rather than just the lines, or we're going to be in trouble 5 years from now.
Well, if you look at these recent business models, who's on top when you compare content and distribution? What's most valuable in today's economy?
Right now, it's a combination. If you look at Viacom, which is probably the best-run media company, they have a lot of great content and programming assets, but they also have a lot of local CBS affiliates. Same thing with Disney. Disney is a great company on slightly hard times today. They have a lot of content and they have television distribution. Same thing with NBC, television distribution. But the game is shifting towards cable and towards potentially wireless broadband. And in that era, perhaps those that control distribution have leverage, at least to force those with content to marry them against their will.
Andy, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Andy Kessler is co-founder of Velocity Capital Management and the author of Wall Street Meet.